Victoria Stone Meadows from Newsport. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You look fresh and bright and bushy-tailed this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling much better than I was last week.
Yes, I know. We won't mention it too much, but you weren't feeling too well last week, but you look terrific this week.
Oh, thank you. Very kind.
Now, yes, Sugar Me, Mossman Mill, and what the hell is going on? We've got a German company involved. We've got money that hasn't arrived.
Yeah, so it's really become a sticky situation.
If you will pardon the pun.
The latest development is it looks like the Mossman Mill's current owner is Mackay Sugar, and they're looking at selling off a stake of their company to this German sugar manufacturing group. Now, the only way that that deal is going to go through is if the Mossman Mill is no longer part of Mackay Sugar's portfolio.
Right.
So at this stage, we're still waiting on the state and the federal governments to release the funding that they've committed to sell the mill to the northern growers, and then they can take it over, turn it into their biorefinery, and everyone's happy.
And it all goes on, and Mossman prospers. We all prosper. Everybody's happy.
Exactly.
So there's real pressure on the state government and the feds, isn't there? Because before there was pressure on it, hey, come up with the money. But now you've got this German company saying, you know, get the deal through quickly, otherwise this other deal isn't going to go through.
Well, I mean, there's pressure on all sides here. There's commercial pressure from Mackay Sugar. There's pressure from the people of Mossman who want to know if their future's secure. There's pressure from council who have put the money on the table and they're committed and they're ready to go. So there's pressure from all sides here. So we really need the two other levels of government to come forward.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's all there in Newsport. Howard Salco wrote the article. It's all there for you to have a look at on the Newsport site. Right. Now, before you go on with other stuff, what have we heard any more about Arabellas?
At this stage, it's just going to be the liquidators are going to be just sorting through the assets, assessing what's there, seeing what can be sold, what can be salvaged, where things are at. So this is going to be a process that's going to take a few months. So it's going to be all quiet on that front until we have a better idea of what's going on.
We have a creditors meeting, and I think, if I can remember, it was around about the 20th?
Yes, the 20th.
And that is going to be done. And we were talking about that of creditors meetings down in Cairns or whatever, but they're going to have the...
they're going to teleconference it.
So
all the creditors up here, all the people who are owed money and were, you know, left in the lurch by these two business owners, they'll be able to...
Put nicely.
Yeah, I'm trying to be diplomatic.
There's a lot of other names they're being called.
Yeah. Yes, none that I can say on air.
Absolutely.
The creditors are the staff, the suppliers, all the people that were left in the lurch will be able to, you know, put their case forward to try and recover some of that money.
Mm. What else is around the traps?
It's actually been a pretty quiet week, which, you know, as they say, no news is good news, but in my business, that's not the case.
That's not good news.
We do have a new date for the Australia Day Awards and the citizenship ceremony, which is very exciting.
Isn't that wonderful? And they've got all these nominees. Now, these poor people have had to wait, haven't they?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, as we know, January 26th was pretty wet that day in the Douglas Shire, and it was unfortunate that we couldn't get people couldn't get to the community hall here in Port Douglas to undergo the ceremony. So what we did, what would the council have done instead, is move the ceremony dates now. So we've got Thursday, 21st of February will be our citizenship ceremonies.
Yep.
So we're going to welcome, I think it's in the range of about 10 or 15 new citizens to the area.
Great, and that's at 9 a.m.
Yep, that's at 9 a.m. And then on the 23rd, on the Saturday, we've got our free barbecue breakfast is still on.
Yes.
So get excited about that.
Yes, I'm getting excited. You're coming down for the free breakfast?
I'll see if I can make it on Saturday.
I am. I'm getting down there for that. I've challenged Julia Loy to pick up the Merrill tongs, put on the Merrill apron.
Oh, really?
And do a bit of cooking.
Merrill snags. Look
yeah.
out.
Well, there's your photo for Newsport.
So that's on the 23rd, and that's when we'll have our Australia Day Award winners announced as well. So all the nominees are up on Newsport, so you can go and check out, you know, if the person that you nominated has, you know, come through and, yeah, find out on the day if they get the award.
Oh, I think it'll be a big day, and the Port Douglas Neighbourhood Centre and the council will be cooking that free breakfast. We want to mention the Port Douglas Neighbourhood Centre,
yes,
who do a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yep.
Anything else?
I think that's pretty much it for what's going on at the moment. There's a few, you know, things bubbling behind the scenes, we'll have to wait and see.
You say bubbling. Folks, that is code for I'm working on a good story, but Paul, you're not going to know about it yet.
Not yet. Still in the works.
No, but that's good. I mean, this is what we're about, and we've come up with some great stories together. We've also come up with stories apart. But the thing is that we're bringing the news to the local community, and that is the main thing.
Yes, that's why we do what we do.
That's right. When those metropolis down there in Cairns, they do their stuff, we look after the local Douglas Shire news, don't
exactly.
we? And we're very proud to do so.
Oh, very proud.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Paul.
And keep well.
I'll try.
Slow down a little bit. I tell you what, she's darting around getting stories left, right and centre. Just calm down a little bit.
I'll try. I'll do my best. Maybe I need to cut back on the coffee.
Yeah, I think cut back on the caffeine.
Fab FM, Port Douglas Mossman, promoting tourism and caring for the environment.